We use the word drop a lot, don't we? That idea of dropping into trance, of falling. I know that I use those words a lot. Maybe you find that just the word drop already has some effects on you. But, well, it's not something we actually experience physically very often, most of us. Maybe you have that experience where you're, well, dropping off to sleep, laying there, just on that edge, just on the verge of being unconscious, and there's that sudden falling sensation. That sudden feeling like you're in free fall, like you've just dropped a few inches, or there's something, and it sends that surge of adrenaline, that surge of wakefulness through you. Maybe you've had that, maybe you haven't. But either way, you can imagine the effects of a sudden drop on you. A sudden fall. There's that intensity, that way it focuses your mind on what's happening, all the adrenaline effects as your system gets ready to deal with whatever's happened. Well, that's not really what we mean when we say drop in this context, is it? Or is it? I want you to imagine that sensation. Imagine that feeling of falling. There's something about that that makes your mind just so responsive, so observant, so fixated on what's going on. If you were to drop, to fall, your mind would quickly push everything else aside to work to take care of you, to make sure that you're safe. So maybe they're not that dissimilar. Because when you drop for me, you find that your mind pushes aside everything you don't need in order to pay as much attention as possible to my words. Your mind goes blank, just as it would if you were to fall, just as it would if you were to drop, just as it does in that moment when you're drifting off and there's that sudden jolt. Except in this case, that jolt, that sudden awareness pulls you down, not up, leaves you open, vulnerable, receptive and obedient. Just how I want you. So I want you to think about that sensation, that drop. How it would feel for your mind to open up like that. Maybe just that word, drop. For it to feel like the bottom has been pulled out from your mind and you've fallen deeper. Before being caught in my words. Caught in my control, caught, safe, and your mind gone blank and ready to receive. That one word, drop, it's a powerful one, already has associations, already means so many things, and when you're already thinking about what it would feel like to fall like that, that sensation in your mind of the bottom falling out, the floor dropping away, and you dropping with it, dropping into my control, dropping into my words, dropping into a deeper place where you can just keep dropping further still. Wow. That does powerful things to an obedient toy, doesn't it? That expectation. That obedience. Such a good toy you are. That's it. As you draw. And you can find, perhaps, that every time I say draw in one of these files, while I've got you in trance, that it does exactly that, drops your mind out from underneath you, and you fall, helpless, suddenly blank, suddenly open, that shock of how utterly mindless you are running through you, as you drop deeper, as you drop further, as you drop and fall exactly where I want you. Because it's a good feeling, isn't it? That feeling of dropping for me. That feeling of having your mind opened up. That feeling of going deeper. And of melting down. Of sinking further. Of being a good, mindless toy for me. Knowing that every time you drop a little deeper, and every time you drop, you give me a little more control, a little more of a handle in your mind to use. Good. Good. Toy. Well done. And every drop can feel better, and every drop can feel more intense. But however many you feel, however deep you drop, there's always further you can go. Always more relaxed you can be. Always more open you can feel. Always more eagerly you can welcome my words into the deepest parts of your subconscious. And every drop will intensify that. Dropping into my voice, dropping into my words, dropping into my control, dropping into the pleasure that I bring you. Good. Toy. That's it. And it can feel better and better the more you do it. And it can feel more intoxicating as you go, as you drop. At work. Of course, out of trance. Outside of my voice, outside of these files, it's just a word. Maybe one you have other associations with, but not one that would cause you to drop for me. But, when you're listening to my voice in this context, in a place where it's safe for you to do so, where it's appropriate for something to happen, when you're listening to these files, and my voice is in your ears, then that drop becomes a command, becomes more than a command, becomes inevitable, becomes just the natural order of things, because when I say drop, your mind drops out from underneath you. Because at this point, it follows my instructions far more readily than it follows yours. And that's just the natural way of things. An obedient toy being obedient is just how things should be. Just as you should keep dropping for me. Obeying and slipping deeper still. Every drop more intense than the last. Every new level you sink to more delightfully blank and obedient for me. Good toy. Because every time you drop deeper. And going deeper feels better. And feeling better makes you more eager to drop. Such a good toy you are. How many times have you dropped just listening to this? How deep have you gone? How good does it feel to keep dropping away from me? To keep pleasing me? To keep giving up your mind, your will, your thoughts? To keep slipping deeper into it? It's okay. You can drop. Over and over. Deeper and deeper. And each time you drop and you find that new level, that new intensity, the new deepest, the new most intense, the new blankest, that just becomes the foundation for the next drop. That just becomes the foundation for the next time you fall away completely. The next time your mind gives in. Good toy. So the next time you drop even further. Over and over. Conditioned ever deeper. Ever more pleasing. Ever more useful. Ever more delightfully deep for me. As you draw over and over. Good toy. Well done. So, when I bring you up and out, that word is going to drop deeper into your mind. The word drop, having such a tight hold on your thoughts, that it will feel so intensely, powerfully responsive in your mind. Whenever I say drop in these circumstances, intensifying your experience, making every file feel more intense, making it all feel better. So as I bring you up, it sinks down. Good toy. Taking my words so well, listening so wonderfully, and feeling a great sense of satisfaction and pleasure as you rise up for me in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Good toy.